You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Oliver Baines was the only African-American serving on the Fresno City Council during his two terms in office starting in 2010. And prior to that, he spent nearly 12 years as a Fresno police officer. Yesterday, it was announced that he will lead a new commission for police reform, tasked with making a recommendation to the council in 90 days. I spoke with Baines about his experience with police brutality as a young man and his vision for Fresno's future. Tell me about the work that you're heading with the city on police reform.
Well, you know, we'll see how it turns out. But the idea is really to bring some of the best policing practices that, you know, that the country has to the Fresno Police Department, centered around community-based policing. I think that this is maybe one of the more unique moments in our not only local history and national history, but particularly global history, where there's a robust discussion around policing tactics and policing philosophy. And we have an opportunity here in Fresno to really be thoughtful about how we want the police department to interact with our citizenry and vice versa. So I think it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm humbled and grateful that the city of Fresno would allow me this opportunity.
So I'd like to back up and hear a little bit from you about your experiences with law enforcement as you were growing up in Los Angeles.
Yes, I have a really sordid experience with law enforcement as a young man. And as you mentioned, growing up in Los Angeles, I think I was recounting to a friend of mine the other day who happened to be white, about I can't even count the number of times I was pulled over and handcuffed and searched by police as a young man for really no reason at all. I can conservatively say somewhere between 40 and 50 more than likely, and that's be pretty close to accurate. I've been held at gunpoint by officers for reasons that to this day still elude me. I saw police officers beat people, right in front of my eyes, just horrific situations. So I grew up in an era in the 80s and 90s in Los Angeles where, you know, police officers really did not uphold the good of the public interest at all. I was, like I said, when I would be pulled over, I put my hands out of the window, I'd take my keys out and drop them down. I mean, we would really make sure that each interaction with law enforcement, I was worried about getting shot or I was worried about being beaten. So we were very afraid of the police. Growing up my most of my life, I'm often, as I reflect now, I'm often shocked that I actually became a police officer with those experiences.
And I'd like to talk to you about your experience with the Fresno Police Department. You know, you've experienced that department as an officer, as a city council member, and as a citizen. So how would you characterize the relationship of the Fresno Police Department with the African-American community?
You know, I think it's like anywhere else in the country. African-Americans want police officers in their communities. They want good policing. And it's no different here in Fresno. But it's impossible to underscore the tension between police and African-Americans in Fresno, unlike any other community. Historically, the police department has been used as a tool against African-Americans. So while we probably enjoy a better relationship in Fresno with the police department, we've been very fortunate, to have a really engaged police chief in Jerry Dyer for a number of years, who was really engaged with the community as a chief. But with the overall African-American community, there still is a deep mistrust for police officers. And again, it's because of a historical nature. We're, I hate to say this, but as African-Americans, we're probably in some sense born with that in our DNA. So it's tough. It's tough. You know, it's like anywhere else in the country, there's tension there.
So you were on Valley Edition back in 2016, following the death of Dylan Noble, an unarmed teen shot to death by the Fresno police.
Right.
And at that time, you expressed a sense of hopefulness that the dialogue that was taking place was going to lead to reform, at least in Fresno.
Looking back on the last 4 years since Dylan Noble's death, or even back to 2013 when the Black Lives Matter movement was founded, do you believe we've made any progress?
Well, any is, to not say we've made any progress is always tough, right? I mean, I can say that there's probably some progress that's been made. I don't think it's substantial or noteworthy, though. I think that there's always been incremental progress, but not nearly enough given what the needs are. So at this point in policing in American history and law enforcement tactics, you know, there really do need to be agencies need to be completely focused around community-based policing and the philosophy of community-based policing, not activities, but the philosophy. And that really is where the conversation breaks down a lot of times, even in a department like Fresno. I think that the Fresno Police Department and its officers do a really good job of interacting with the community on activities. You know, we definitely are going to go to block parties. I mean, you're going to find officers that, you know, are playing hoops with kids and, you know, whether it's, you know, on their own time or on their shifts. I mean, they're going to interact. But that is not the same thing as having the entire department run as a mission and as a philosophy with community-based policing. And that's the difference. So I think that's where the inflection point is right now in this country. You know, a lot of times police officers really do believe that they do community-based policing because they do an activity. But community-based policing is not an activity. It is a mindset. It's a culture. And there aren't many agencies in the country that share that mindset and culture. And while we have great officers here, we need to think about the culture and the philosophy of what community-based policing is. And I'm excited to have the conversation here in Fresno, and because that really is the conversation that needs to be had. It's much more than a restructuring or what have you. It's a philosophical change in policing tactics and really updating it for the time that we live in America. And that's what this effort is going to bring. And that's what did not happen last time. So that was disappointing. I was hopeful that we would have had a more robust discussion about community-based policing. We didn't get there. I'm an incurable optimist, though. So I hope that as we explore this effort now, that we move to the philosophy of community-based policing.
So I'm glad you brought up the culture of the police department. You know, some of the less optimistic out there have been saying, really on a national level, that it is beyond the point of being able to reform police departments. We have passed the point of being able to expect a meaningful change in terms of how police departments function on a philosophical level. And you've certainly experienced, as a council member, how difficult it can be to bring about really any change in a city like Fresno. Given your time as an elected official, your time as a police officer, how optimistic are you that this really will be a definitive moment in our country around police violence against African Americans?
Well, I'm still hopeful. I remain hopeful. And let me respond to the first part of your remarks first. I disagree with the fact that you can't change police culture. I completely disagree with that. Now, I don't want to give the impression that it's going to happen overnight or that, you know, even in a couple of years. This is really not a situation where it's going to be solved. Culture change is very, very difficult. However, I am absolutely convinced that it's possible because it's happened other places. So what we know, what we're asking and what we're embarking on, we know is not impossible because it's happened before. So that's the first thing. And I am encouraged about the conversation on the national level because I'm actually seeing Congress bipartisan efforts on the part of our United States Congress act. I was just on the phone earlier today with Congressman Costa updating me on the efforts that the, you know, police reform bills that are coming out of the House. We talked about the police reform bills that are coming to the Senate. And so I think we have a moment. You know, there's definitely overlap in the mindset of both parties of what should be considered national standards for policing. And some of them are common sense. Some of them will be a little bit more, will cause more tension, but it's a healthy tension. We should be having this discussion and there should be healthy tension around it. You know, people of goodwill should be able to talk about this and come to some understandings. So The movements I'm seeing on a national level, I haven't seen in the recent past. And I'm encouraged by that. And the discussion that we're having at the local level, I think has the potential to be pretty remarkable if we take it serious and do it right.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit of your vision for what we can reform here in Fresno. And thank you for the work that you're going to be doing with the city.
No, you're very welcome. And I'll leave you with this last quote that I operate under. You know, it speaks to your earlier thoughts about not that, you know, philosophically not being able to change. But I will tell you this, a quote was said to me, and I'm going to repeat it, that if you're working on a problem that you can solve in your lifetime, you're thinking too small. So I tend to operate like that. So I know it won't be solved in my lifetime, but I definitely want to make sure I contribute to the effort.
Well, Oliver Baines, thank you so much.
Thank you.